Back home now, Christchurch City Council is doing all it can to avoid an estimated $63 million bill to fluoridate the city's water. Now, the Ministry of Health has set its sights on fluoridating 100% of public water sources, with the first 14 councils told to take action last month. Otatahi's bill is an eye-wateringly high because it has 50 separate sources, more than any other region. Councillors have already voted to not pay a cent towards the big price tag and are investigating if they can avoid water fluoridation altogether. Neva Chittick reports.
Martin Lee is a dental public health specialist at Te Whatu Ora Waitaha, and he's not mincing his words.
The Christchurch City Council has been very difficult to engage with over that period. We have never, for example, managed to engage with the mayor over two decades.
A few councillors have talked about taking fluoride tablets when they were children and are wondering if this could be the solution now. But the tablets are no longer recommended for public use. Christchurch dentist John Malcolm explains why.
It's very easy to ingest too much fluoride in a single dose, and particularly if we're looking at the kind of children end of the population, there is kind of risks if they have too much. They can actually lead to damaging teeth because there's an optimal concentration of fluoride.
Martin Lee says health officials have investigated putting fluoride in milk.
The problem with things like fluoridated milk is that they tend to be a child-only approach. And one of the issues with water fluoridation that escapes most people is that it benefits the entire population. Well, at least the entire population that's got teeth.
He says if other councils are funding fluoridation themselves, then Christchurch should too.
I'm unsure why the Christchurch City Council thinks it should get off scot-free and deny the public of Christchurch this really important public health benefit.
Here's the answer to that from Christchurch City Councillor Pauline Cotter.
We unanimously agreed that this is actually a health issue. So it's not a city council issue, it's a health issue, therefore the ministry should fund it. And secondly, because Christchurch, we're quite different and special, I like to say we're special, because we've got a multitude of wells and therefore it's going to be very, very expensive.
And the council might just get its way. Here's the National Director of Oral Health, Rhianna Clark.
Fluoridation is a health issue. And local authorities don't have the expertise, they don't have people with the medical qualifications to look at all the evidence and to support them in such a move.
John Malcolm says Christchurch's water urgently needs to be fluoridated, regardless of who pays, as more and more children wait for dental care.
I'd really love to see progress on this. It's such a great intervention in terms of how it minimises inequalities both in ethnicity and socioeconomic status. And so it ends up being the most vulnerable people in our community that stand to benefit the most from this.
Rhianna Clark says the $11.3 million set aside for the first 14 councils will cover all the costs of setting up fluoridation. She says no other funds have been finalised yet.